Jesse, you must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM on the end. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming, who's going, who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, March 4th, Madison Hall is hosting Standing on Business, a guide to finding an internship or job. This event begins at 8:30 p.m. and is in the Madison Hall Lobby Lounge. On Tuesday, March 5th, the Nebula Society is having Planetarium Night in the Perna Science Building. This event begins at 6:30 p.m. Also on Tuesday, Activities Council is hosting Tuesday Trivia in the Hunt Union Red Dragon Theater at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, March 6th, Milne Library is hosting Wellness Wednesday by bringing in therapy dogs. Get your chance to pet them at 3 p.m. in Library Room 102A. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, The Whale. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked. Hey guys, how's it going? Hey, okay, hi. You're listening to WONY. My name's NJ. This is my show. It is called Kitchen Sink. And yay, I'm back. This is my first show of the semester. I'm a little nervous. I feel like I'm always a little nervous when I come back. But it's okay. We ball. I had winter break. I went home for 3 whole weeks. Actually, it was like maybe 4 whole weeks. Crazy. What did I do? I did Christmas stuff, which was crazy. And I made mittens. And I went to my old high school to like shadow a physical therapist there. So that was fun. But I feel, oh, and I went to the city and I waited in a line to possibly see Kit Connor. And then I didn't see Kit Connor, and that's okay. We were going to see Romeo and Juliet, like on Broadway, the revamped one with Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor. But we did not get tickets, and that's okay because it was still a very fun day. We went thrifting. I actually did a lot of thrifting. I'm realizing. I got a vest for free. It's like a super cool vest and I love it. And I got it for free because I waited in another line on another day and I was one of the first 25 customers, so I got $25 free. Free money! So then I spent my $25 free on a vest. So my vest was free. I got the shirt that I'm wearing now, actually. That's fun. So, thrifting, yay. I did Sus Christmas, but anyways, whatever. Now I'm back at school. That was fun. Coming back, doing RA training. so slay. It wasn't. It was kind of miserable. But it was only like 3 days long, which is a win. So that's pretty neat. And okay, here's my segue. So in RA training, last semester we had to like make a video. Like every hall, every staff had to make a video of some sort. And then we like voted on which video was the best. This time around, we had to make a vision board. And I ate that up. I loved that. I love collaging. I feel like it's really fun. Like cutting things out and then making them look pretty. Or usually they don't look pretty. Usually they look pretty chaotic when I do it. But I think that's like kind of my goal. But that inspired me. So I made like my own vision board. The one that I did for our hall, we made ours look like a big heart, and then everyone got like a section of the heart. And so mine was kind of funny because there was like a big duck. It said epic on it. I put in, there was a statue that I found that was dabbing. Like it was like a dabbing statue. And that's funny. So I put that on there. And chicken nuggets, dinosaur chicken nuggets. There was more to it, but like slay. So then I was like, let me make my own vision board because I'm going to have a good semester. That's my plan. Like that's my goal. I'm going to have a good semester. I'm going to like be a real human and not just, I don't know, like a student or a RA or a friend. Like I'm going to be my own person. So I was like, period, let's hop on this. So I made a vision board. I have like a whole bunch of goals that I'm working towards. And so I called this visions when I was typing in like the thing in Spinatron. That's where we like chart all of our stuff. It's kind of. I tried to find some songs that were like the vibes of what I'm going for this semester, but then also like there's just some silly things in here. So I've been yapping for a little bit, so let's just jump in. We're gonna start with a song by Josh Gilligan. I love his music. He's like very low-key. Like it's so good. I feel like all the vibes and all of his songs are just splendid. And I think he released like his first full album pretty recently, like this year, I think, or late last year. And so we're going to start with Turn the Lights Back On by Josh Gilligan. Yay! Okay. I'll be back soon. Enjoy some funky tunes. I don't wanna see you anyway. I don't wanna bite the bullet.
Darling, you don't know a thing, know a thing, know a thing, until it hurts you. I have never known a thing, not a thing, there's not a thing that's purely virtue. Walking to confession to talk of my transgressions, I got chills from a beautiful thought. Music fills my head like ba-da-ba-ba-da.
play. Hey guys, I'm back. What's up? Did you miss me? I always ask my mom that when I'm home and she was at work all day. And then I'm like, did you miss me? Sometimes she says no, which is unfortunate, but that's okay. But then sometimes she says yes, but she really means no. But sometimes she says yes and she means yes. But I know she always misses me. That sounded a little narcissistic, but she's also my mom. So anyways, hey, I'm back. Okay, the second song was Hang Loose by Hello Goodbye, and then Mint Car by The Cure. Good vibe songs, Mint Car especially. I feel like it's so yippee, slay. That's what I'm going for this semester. I'm going to eat. It's going to be so epic. Yeah, let's talk about football. What a segue. I'm doing great. There's football on today. It's the playoffs. The Commanders are playing the Eagles, and the Bills are playing the Chiefs. And I just really hope, I really hope the Bills win. Like, I want the Commanders to win. If the Eagles win, whatever. Like, it's fine. I won't be upset. But if the Chiefs win, I'll be upset. And I don't really know football enough to make an educated guess on which team will actually win. You know, like, I watch it. I think it's fun and silly. And it's fun to watch. But, like, I don't know football, like, intelligently, intellectually. I don't understand it, you know, enough to, like, know what makes a good team a good team. So, like, in my head, right, the Bills already beat the Chiefs once. They will do it again. And also in my head, I don't like the Chiefs, so they'll lose. I really hope so. So, we'll see. But that game's also, like, the later game. I think it starts at, like, 6:30 or 7. And I have class at 8 a.m. every day, so it's like I'm probably going to bed before it's over, which is tragic because I might want to know how it ends. But I guess maybe I'll figure it out in the morning. I don't know. We'll see. But everyone, please hope that the Bills crush the Chiefs and they stomp on their little feet and the world will be peaceful again once that happens. Thank you, Josh Allen. Okay, anyways, yay football. I feel like I don't even, like, know what to yap about. So maybe we'll just play more music because, oh, I'm only here for an hour. I used to be here for 2 hours. Now I'm here for an hour. So we gotta figure out, like, the balance of good yappage to music, like, the good ratio, you know? Because I love to yap. It's really fun to yap. But, like, also, like, music. Like, this is, like, a music show. But, like, so anyways, I guess we'll do, maybe we'll do 2 more songs. We're gonna do Start Again by Stephen Day. I'm seeing him in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm so excited. I love this man. And I'm seeing him. Like, I'm seeing him live. Like, what the heck? It's actually, like, soon. That's crazy. And I really wish that by that time, it's like almost in a month away. Almost a month away is when I will be seeing him. Okay, grammar slay. But I really hope that by then, I get a pair of cowboy boots. I know I won't have cowboy boots by then. But like the perfect scenario is that I will wear cowboy boots to that concert. It's not going to happen. But anyway, here is Start Again by Stephen Day. Yippee!
He was a quiet kid on the school bus, headed for home to hide in his room and play his guitar alone. There on the edge of his little bed, he'd sit and he'd play. And when it got late, there was a song he sang. Hey, I really think
but I might give it a whirl. I could start today. I know right where to begin. I don't know everything, but I got a little faith, and I've heard that's all. I've heard that's all it takes till tomorrow, and you can start again. She was a flower blooming in winter, out in the dark, out in the garden. She didn't need the rain. He fell in love and told her because the petals he saw, but most of all, he loved the song she sang. Hey, I really think maybe I could change the world. A funny thing, but I might give it a whirl. I could start today. I know right where to begin. I don't know everything, but I got a little faith, and I've heard that's all. Heard that's all it takes till tomorrow. You can start again. It'd be nice to start. Thank you.
I wanna write you a song, one to make your heart remember me. So anytime I'm gone, you can listen to my voice and sing along. I wanna write you a song. I wanna write you a song.
Do you wanna step out in the daylight? The leaves and the falling trees. Baby, I'm thinking that it's alright if you're here standing next to me. Remember the times we had together. In your eyes it lasts forever. Baby, in the daylight, the daylight, you're all I see. And out comes she never said, something again, oh yeah. Why would you tell me that you're on mine? The feelings are hard to pretend. Baby, in the daylight, yeah, I don't know who I wanna be. But when I'm standing in the moonlight with you, and you tell me it's okay to be blue, I remember the times we had.
So that was, oh my goodness, no, sorry. Okay, that was Leaves by Charlie Berg. I love Charlie Berg. I love Charlie Berg. And I'm hoping he releases new music this year. Because, okay, because he is. Like, he's got to. He released a song, like, late last year. And he was like, oh, before I release more new music, here's, like, something else. So he, like, did, like, acoustic versions of four of his songs. And then he released On and On, which, like, come on. Like, there should be more. It should be coming soon. I really hope so. I love Charlie Berg. Because then, if he releases new music, then he's going on tour. And then I'm going to his tour because I love him. He was my first concert that I ever went to. So, Sly. So that was that. I really liked that song after hearing it, like, on the speakers in our studio. I was like, oh, yum. So that was fun. Before that was I Want to Write You a Song by One Direction. I love One Direction so much right now. Like, And it's kind of tough because my favorite album of theirs is the one where it's just the four of them, I think. Oh, never mind. I'm a liar. It's called Four, but no, it's all five of them. So I'm, never mind. I'm not fake. Period. That's a win for me, actually. So Slay, love that. And then before that was Starting In by Steven Day. Can we talk about salads really quick, though? So I got a salad today, right? And so at school, we have two dining halls. There's Mills and there's Will's. So I was at Mills and I got a salad at Mills, right? Their salad bar, station, whatever, is like less good than the one at Will's. But okay, like what kind of dish should we be putting salads in? Because like a traditional bowl, I don't think it cuts it. Like, I think that's a really bad idea because when you're mixing it up, things are going to fall out of the sides. Like, I feel like that always happens to me because at Mills, they have regular, like, bowls. But then at Will's, that it's like a plate with, like, higher sides. That, I think that's the winner for me. Let me know what you guys think about what kind of dish we should be putting a salad into. Because I was thinking about this today as I was eating my salad, and like pieces of broccoli were falling out of the side, and I was like, what the heck? You know, because you got to mix it. You got to mix the dressing in. You got to get everything like evenly coated. And I feel like that's just not possible with like a regular bowl. So that's my salad talk for today. I also learned what Thousand Island dressing was, like real talk. I knew that there was some sort of sauce out there that was ketchup, mayo, relish. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it existed. And apparently that's Thousand Island dressing. I used to get that on my salads. Then I did it again after figuring out, like, what it was. And it just, like, it messed with me. Like, I was eating it. I was like, this is not good. Like, why would, like, ew, ick, ick. It threw me off for a whole day. So, that's my salad speech. I hope you enjoyed it. The next song that will be played is Love Me For Me by P1 Harmony. It's one of my favorite gym songs. It's got a fun dance to it. So, like, that's cool. But this year, I guess just this semester, but this year, no, this whole year, I'm getting yoked. I'm getting jacked. It's going to be awesome. Period. Slay. Yeah, so that's one of my missions. Hence why I'm playing it on this show. Anyways, I'm going to play it now. And then I'm going to yap a little bit more. Because the star of the show is up afterwards. So I guess here we go. I'll be back shortly.
Hello, how you doing? 우리 만나서 하이파이브를 갈아 get you to it.
이것저것 토지 말고 내게 관심 줄래? 옷 놀랄 거야. Amazing boy, yeah.
너 같은 여자 처음 봤지. 머리부터 발끝까지 사랑스러워, alright. 주위를 아무리 둘러봐도 나만한 놈 없던 거 알잖아. 나 빨리 장난치지 말고 사랑해줘. Love me, love me, love me, love me.
I wanna
Away. I love that song. I forgot how much I love that song until I just heard it. And I love that song. Okay, but Up Next is like the most important song ever. It kind of is and kind of isn't. Because there's so many other songs that I... So, it's from Paddington. Paddington 1. The best movie in the world. Because in... Oh, should I start a countdown on the days? Let's see. It comes out Valentine's Day. So let's see how many days away Valentine's Day is. Days until Valentine's Day. Slay. 19 days. Paddington 3, Paddington in Peru. It comes out in 19 days. And I'm so excited. So the next song is London is the Place for Me from the original Paddington movie, the first one, from 2014 when I was in fourth grade. I don't remember the first time I watched it, but then I watched it again a handful of years ago, two or three, and I was just like, oh my god, this is the best thing ever. I went through like a whole era where like the only thing I said was okay. Oh, I might embarrass myself right now, but that's fine. There's like a quote, right? Uh-oh, I'm stuck to the desk. Don't you hate it when that happens? My shirt got stuck to the desk. Anyways, so there's like this scene, right, where they're naming Paddington. and he's like standing on a table. His like foot is stuck in like someone's coffee cup or something. And he's holding a thing of ketchup because he just squirted it all over the place because he doesn't know how a bottle of ketchup works. He's just a bear, you know? And so Mrs. Brown, right, looks at him and she's like, what should we call him, you know? And then she's like, oh, look, it's perfect, you know, because she's looking at him and above him is the sign for Paddington Station. But Mr. Brown, he doesn't see that. He sees the ketchup. He goes, you want to call him Ketchup? Ketchup the Bear? And I went around saying that for weeks. That's still my favorite scene in the movie, I think, because it's just so funny. So anyways, Paddington, I'm so excited. It's going to be the best day ever when Paddington 3 comes out. I hope it's good. Paddington 2 was really good. Oh, but it's a different... See, I don't follow movies that closely. Like, if I like a movie, I just watch it and I like it. I don't really care about who's in it and their whole life story or how is it produced, how is it directed, all that stuff. Like, I don't go looking for all, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff. I just like the movie, you know? But, like, apparently there's a new director. So, like, maybe it'll be a little different. And also the person that plays Mrs. Brown is different. So that should be interesting. But, like, it's going to be Paddington, and he's the star of the show, and that's what matters. So, anyways, here is London is the Place for Me from Paddington. Let me set the stage, too, really quick. They're, like, driving through London, right? It's like, I think this is when it's like Paddington's first night in London, you know, like the Browns are taking him to their place and the cab driver like takes like a detour or whatever. Anyways, here's the song, Slay.
London is the place for me. London, that lovely city. You could go to France or America, India, Asia, or Australia. You gotta come back to London City.
London is the place for me.
Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. But this is
London, you are really comfortable. Because the English people are very much sociable. They will take you here and they'll take you there and make you feel like a millionaire.
London is a place for me. London is a place for me.
At nights when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk down Shaftesbury Avenue. Yeah, you could laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery.
London is a place for me.
Hello. Okay, that was Never Ending Song by Conan Gray. Girl, this album, Found Heaven by Conan Gray, it's marvelous. Like, I love it so much. It came out last year, but I actually think people thought it was a flop because it's very different from Conan's other music. Like, he used to write, like, sad, slow. Like all of his top five songs are like sad, slow songs. But then Found Heaven, like there's some sad stuff there, but like it's a lot of it's like what you just heard. But it hits. like, yum. I love Conan Gray. He gives Chapel Roan vibes, but different. But like if you see both of them, like, on stage, similar energies, you know? I have 10 minutes left, and I only have 2 more songs, so I'm trying to buy some time by yapping. So, what should I yap about? I really want to yap about one of my classes. I'm taking kinesiology, right? The study of movement. And, I could tie this back to Paddington. OMG. Everything comes back to Paddington. So, we had to name the skeleton, right? And I said Patricia. Whoever had the best name got 3 extra credit points, supposedly. But my professor really liked the name Patricia, and so she started calling the skeleton Patty the Batty. But like Patty, P-A-T-T-Y. But then, so I have a little Paddington keychain, and my old RD, Lucas, he saw my Paddington keychain, and he goes, Patty the Batty. That was like a year ago, and I was like, oh my gosh. It all comes back to Paddington. So, oh my goodness, did my mom just... Yo, she booked us a hotel? Yo, that's crazy. For Stephen Day concert in Massachusetts, my mom just booked us a hotel. Skadoosh, bro. This is so exciting. I'm so excited. Wow. Where was I? Oh, Patty the Batty, everything's back to Paddington, whatever. Yeah, so kinesiology, right? So, we're working in, like, I have this class in the bones lab, like the anthropology bones lab. Like, we get to work with real skeletons, which is so neat. Like, that's going to be so fun and cool. So, I'm really excited. And I also really like that professor, so, like, it's going to be so fun, and I'm really excited. That's all I really had to say about that. Should I tell my... Oh my goodness, I just stepped on the headphone wire. I have an issue with it. Me and this headphone wire beef. Last semester, I accidentally unplugged it once, and then I was like, oh no, what do I do? But we're chilling. I was going to tell my story about pigs in a blanket, but then I was like, my parents have already heard this, and I feel like they're the only people listening. So I'll refrain from telling it again. I guess maybe I'll play my last song. I know I said I had 2 more, but I kind of just want to play this one and call it a day. So the last song is Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson. And I chose the song for a very specific reason. Because Choco Nana Pancake Slam. I'll repeat myself. Choco Nana Pancake Slam. So I went to Denny's for the first time in my life last semester for my birthday with my old roommates, and it was a fantastic experience. The pancakes are huge, and I got 2 Choco Nana pancakes, that's chocolate banana, Choco Nana, and eggs and potatoes and bacon, I think. Like, isn't that crazy? How am I supposed to eat all that? But the Choco Nana pancakes were so good. And every time I go anywhere, I'm always like, oh my goodness, Choco Nana Pancake Slam. Like, anytime I'm out at, like, a diner, or anytime I see Denny's, I'm like, Choco Nana Pancake Slam. So I hope this semester brings me another Choco Nana Pancake Slam. And that is why we're ending today with Banana Pancakes by Jack Johnson. So I hope you had fun. I had fun. And it's almost football time, so whoever's watching the game, have fun watching the game, and have fun game snacks. I think I'm going to eat ice cream and a mystery snack provided by my boyfriend. I don't know what. He said, he texted me, and he was like, I have an idea for a snack, but it might flop. So, we'll see what it is. I'll report back next week if I remember. Choco Nana Pancake Slam, up next. This is actually so cringe because it doesn't want to play, and I hate it when that happens, so we're going to try an alternative method to make it play. Because what the heck, guys? I really just want to listen to Choco Nana Pancake Slam. What the heck? Guys, this is cringe. Should I sing it? This is actually really upsetting. Okay, it's the singular Jack Johnson song that doesn't want to be played. So that's really unfortunate. So I guess maybe I'll just talk more about Choco Nana Pancake Slam. I hate it when that happens. So I guess maybe that's the end then. Because I fear I don't want to just sit here and ramble. I gave this kid his ID. It fell on the ground. I saw it. I went, huh, let me be a nice person and I'll return this to this person. So I emailed him and I was like, bro, I got your ID. And he was like, yo, slay. So then I gave this kid his ID and I just saved him $25. So that's like it's like when you're in a drive-thru and the person in front of you pays for your order. That's what I did. So if you see anyone's ID on the floor, find them and give it back. Slay. I have nothing else to say. I'm going to go watch football and it's going to be awesome. And I'm going to eat ice cream and I'm going to have a fantastic week this week. And I hope you do too. And we're going to try one more time for Choco Nana Pancake Slam. Skadoosh.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time, yeah. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone's singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Attention to the alarm. Wake up slow. Wake up slow. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you this. Song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't mind. Can't you see, can't you see? We gotta wake up slow.
So we've been keeping him here, down where he can't bother anyone.
What's his condition?
We're not quite sure. His movement and behavior are violently sporadic. Nobody can get a hold of what he's saying or what he wants. Here, have a look. See if you can make anything of it.
What's that he's listening to? Oh my goodness! What is that wretched sound?
College Radio. WOMY Oneonta. You'll go crazy.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice.